is Wade Renth with the Chief Organizer's Report, one billboard in Troy, New York. New York is making a horse's butt of itself. A woman named Kat Sullivan put up a billboard last year in Troy, New York, near where she went to school in the 1990s at the private Emma Willard School there. She put up others last year in Massachusetts and Connecticut. She also hired a pilot to fly over the New York State Capitol. She's a registered nurse. She did this with her own personal money. Her issue was straightforward. She was urging passage of the Child Victims Act, which would extend the statute of limitations on child sexual abuse. She knew what she was talking about because it had happened to her when she was a student at the Emma Willard School some 20 years ago, and she was sexually abused and raped by a teacher. She held her tongue until 2016 when she finally disclosed the abuse. The school finally investigated and found a pile of problems going back decades. The report they commissioned also fingered a teacher who the Times reported was later fired for having a sexual relationship with a student. That student was Ms. Sullivan. So how is New York State in the process of making itself an example of ridiculous, mindless overreach and suppressing free speech? Get this. They're trying to claim that Kat Sullivan is a lobbyist and must register as one because her expenditures on the pilot and billboards is over the arbitrary limit they'd set, demanding registration in a new law. Worse, they're threatening to fine Sullivan $40,000 for not registering. Sullivan, for her part, is through with taking abuse from any teacher or bullying state government. She's refused to register, even though it'd be relatively trivial for her to do so, a couple of $100 maybe. She says she has freedom of speech. She's 100% right. Furthermore, she notes that the New York lobbying law says a lobbyist has to have a client, and she doesn't have one, unless you could call her own sweet self a client. She also notes that only one of the billboards was in New York, and it was under the $5,000 threshold triggering lobbyist registration. I guess I could say she's not 100% right, but more like 1,000% right, but instead I'll just say those are technicalities. Freedom of speech trumps any narrow definition that opposes grassroots lobbying. And hey, what's wrong with legitimate grassroots lobbying that's freedom of speech as well? Hey, ACLU, get on the job. Contact Kat Sullivan. She doesn't need any help, it seems, but why not at least offer? Furthermore, I know I'm not the only one in America who watches movies on airline trips. I see you in front of screens. So remember, 2017, three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri with Frances McDormand of Fargo fame. She played a woman, a mother, who rented three billboards to prod the police into further investigation of her daughter's unsolved rape and murder. This was about small-town bumblers in flyover land, and they could handle it. But big-time, sophisticated New York State wants to muscle up on this woman trying to get justice for other young women. Maybe they don't have movie theaters in New York anymore. If not, they should stream a clue. Back the frick up. Let this woman and millions of others speak their piece and remember that whether they don't like it or President Trump doesn't like it, some of us are still going to stand up and proclaim our freedom of speech at the top of our lungs. Or failing that, on a billboard. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.